Interlude 9. True Labor Begins. Esh and I would have loved this, Venli thought, as she flew hundreds of feet in the air. Rhein and the other fused carried her by means of linked harnesses. It made her feel like a sack of grain being hauled to market, but it gave her quite an amazing view. Endless hills of stone, patches of green, often in the shadows of hillsides, thick forests snarled with undergrowth to present a unified front against the storms. Esh and I would have been thrilled. She'd have begun drawing maps, talking about the places she could go. Venli, on the other hand, spent most of these trips feeling sick to her stomach. Normally she didn't have to suffer for long. Towns were close together here in Alethkar. Yet today her ancestors flew her past many occupied towns, without stopping. Eventually, what first appeared to be another ridge of stones resolved into the walls of a large city, easily twice the size of one of the domes at the Shattered Plains. Stone buildings and reinforced towers. Marvels and wonders. It had been years since she'd seen Kolinar, only that once, when they'd executed King Gavilar. Now smoke rose in patches throughout the city, and many of the guard towers had been shattered. The city gates lay broken. Kolinar, it seemed, had been conquered. Rhein and his companions zipped through the air, raising fists toward other fused. They surveyed the city, then soared out beyond the wall and landed near a bunker outside the city. They waited as Venli undid her harness, then lifted into the air again just high enough that the bottoms of their long cloaks brushed the stones. "Am I finished with my work, Ancient One?" Venli asked to subservience. "Is that why you finally brought me here?"
"Done," Rhein said to ridicule. "Child, you haven't even begun. Those little villages were practice. Today your true labor begins."